out. Maybe I'll just bring up what I did because everyone on TikTok's dogging me.
Don't let them dog you on TikTok.
Well, it's kind of tough when you make a video of what you're doing for the day and then you double down and you just don't tell anybody. You don't make a video. You know what I mean? So, like, Shane was there. He saw it. But, you know, for the masses, people just think I lost $1 gazillion last week. But
you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Double or Nothing podcast. We are now in the Super Bowl week. Well, the week before the Super Bowl week. Just a little recap from last week. We had the Eagles beating the Commanders 55 to whatever. They killed them. And then the Chiefs squeaking by the Bills. And both the Eagles and the Chiefs covered the spread, which means I went 0-2.
I went 1-1.
1-1. So, again, not a great week for me. Things didn't pan out. But I will say I at least thought the Eagles were going to win. Just thought it would be a little closer to a game. And honestly, without the turnovers, I thought it was going to be. But
Yeah. I mean, you were on the Eagles all year. So I liked where you were at, taking the Commanders with the points, but thinking the Eagles were going to win. And I think in a perfect world, it kind of could have happened. But Eagles played perfect football, and the Commanders played everything but. I think Jaden Daniels had a really good game overall.
Yeah, you can't take anything away from
him. Yeah, I didn't think Jaden Daniels played bad at all. I mean, he had the one interception, which
borderline
doesn't even count.
You don't count it.
Yeah, it doesn't even count.
They were down 30.
Yeah.
It was over.
And he moved the ball forward. He picked up a lot of the blitzes, extended some plays, threw the ball downfield well, and guys just fumbled the ball left and right. So they got killed with penalties too. I mean, the dumb play where Saquon stepped out of bounds and they tagged him out of bounds on 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8.
Yeah.
Would have been a really long field goal with Jake Elliott, borderline impossible field goal.
I couldn't even be mad at the flag. Like, the guy, yeah, he was full 2-3 steps out of bounds. And the guy,
yeah, I mean, I'm not blaming the refs for the call. I'm more, yeah, as yeah, more as I am just the Commanders for beating themselves in that moment because they were still in it, you know?
Yeah.
And as much as the Eagles were kind of dominating the game, it kind of felt like at every time, like, Commanders got the ball back, like, they can get back in it here. They can get back in it here. And after, like, the fourth time of you saying they can get back in it here, they just kept fucking themselves over. So
I know. Every time they were like, hey, they get the ball back here.
Yeah.
This could be like a one possession game, and then boom, fumble.
Absolutely. I do think Jalen Hurts, as much of a Jalen Hurts hater as I am, Jalen Hurts played great. He dialed up that play on 4th and 5, AJ Brown, man coverage downfield, threw a dime downfield to like inside. I think it was 1st and goal after the throw.
Yeah.
So it was an incredible throw. Jalen Hurts played really well. Saquon just, you know,
they obviously just picked on Marshawn Lattimore all day.
Yeah.
It just seemed like they just, he was like lost out there. He, yeah, might need to move the safety next year. I don't think, yeah, he can cut it on the outside anymore.
Yeah. And he,
that was embarrassing.
I felt bad for him because it was like he was kind of talking shit. And then A.J. Brown rips off his helmet, and then somehow Marshawn Lattimore gets a penalty. I was like, man, this poor guy can't catch a break.
He's getting beat up all day.
Yeah.
It's a penalty.
When his helmet got ripped off. So, I mean,
that was a stupid flag, honestly. I mean, not like the Eagles were going to score regardless. Didn't really matter, but, like,
yeah,
stupid flag.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people going ballistic over the jumping over the line thing. But I, in all honesty, what else are you supposed to do as a defender in that situation? Unless you time that play perfectly from the half-yard line and dive over and hit Jalen Hurts as soon as he snaps the ball, you're not going
to
stop it.
I feel like, didn't Troy Polamalu try to do that, like, all the time,
yeah,
back in the day? Like,
yeah,
just,
for sure.
He would always try
and
to
he,
jump the
he
count.
Did it well. He did it well. I mean, and it was random.
Obviously, by the third time, the guy's doing it on purpose. But it's like, what else do you want these guys to do?
I know. I agree. And then they come out and they say they're going to award a score to the Eagles, which I don't really get too involved in. Oh, that's bullshit. It's like, at the end of the day, like, you know, you're not going to sit there all game in the championship
game. You can make the game go on forever.
Yeah, yeah, you're not going to sit there all game. So I get it. I've never seen it happen. It was definitely funny when they said it. But, yeah, overall, Eagles just played mistake-free, really good football, pounded the rock against a really bad run defense. Saquon, first play of the game. I mean, for the Commanders to have, like, an 18-play drive downfield, go for it on fourth down a billion times, and then leave with three, it didn't feel like a total, like, win, but it felt like, wow, like, Commanders are going to be able to move the ball all game. They're going to put up points. And then Saquon just put, like, a dagger right in their chest, like, first play. Nobody could tackle. He had a hole. He had a hole you could drive a Mack truck through. And then finally, when they do make contact, nobody can tackle, and he runs for 70 yards. So that right then and there, that was kind of like a huge momentum swing. That it was just like, hey, if the Eagles can keep doing this, I mean, they're just gonna kind of run away with it. So
I mean, I've alluded to it all year. It's like there's not a defense in the league that could stop them, and the number one defense in the league is them.
Yeah.
So if they get, I know they caused a lot of turnovers, which in the Super Bowl, you know, you never know. We'll get to that next week. But they're tough. If Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over and just throws for 200 yards, they're going to win every game by 30 because that's just how good they are.
Yeah, I mean, I will get into our Super Bowl predictions maybe next week, but because I don't want to shoot it too early, but I have some thoughts on that moving forward for the Super Bowl. But I agree. I mean, I agree as much as you can. You know, I mean, that the Eagles obviously have the best offensive line in football. They have debatably the best running back in football. I mean, most people don't even think it's a debate. But, I mean, I guess when King Henry's at his best, I mean, they're close. But Saquon is the best running back in football, best offensive line in football, one of the best wide receiver duos in football, one of the best defenses in football. Jalen Carter is an absolute superstar.
Statistically, you know, the best football, defensive football.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have rookie cornerbacks that somehow became the best corner duo in football. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree as much as you can agree. But the only thing I can say is that, you know, I don't know why teams aren't just trying their best, like making Jalen Hurts beat you in a sense, right?
Well,
like,
I think they tried to do it last week, right? And that's what you're talking about with the man coverage thing. If you want to make the quarterback beat you, you play man coverage and you stack the box, and then he killed you with his arm.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, before the Commanders. I'm not saying, like, the Commanders in general. Because the Commanders have a horrible run defense.
You know,
because
some teams, honestly, you're either whatever scheme you're running on defense, you're either a man team or you're a zone team.
Yeah.
And there's really no varying off too far from that. I mean, you might have certain packages, but you know what? Like, if a cornerback can't play man, you're never going to run man. If you can't, if he struggles in the zone, which is, you know, never really the case, but it's, you know.
I'll just give a little hint of where my head's at for the Super Bowl is, like, with Spags as a defensive coordinator being as good as he is and being able to disguise the blitzes and then also blitz a ton, like, I truly think his mentality coming in is just going to be, we are 100% going to make Jalen Hurts beat us. Like, we're going to do everything in our power to stop Saquon. Like, our whole entire defensive game plan is going to be to stop Saquon. And if Jalen Hurts can go out there and carve up the defense, then they're going to win the football game.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is going to be a Super Bowl game where Saquon has done what Saquon has done all year.
It's tough. It could be a double-edged sword. You saw James Cook rip off some huge chunks where you blitz to the wrong side. Saquon make you pay for 60.
Yeah, like, no. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen. 100%. I just think my thought process is Saquon goes for under 100. And if Jalen can make them pay for the defensive scheme that they run, then the Eagles have a really good chance at winning. But if he can't do that, then I think that the Chiefs have a really good chance. Well, I don't think the Chiefs are going to get into
it next week a little bit more. But, any other takeaways from the Eagles-Commanders game?
Obviously, I think that Jaden Daniels is here to stay. I don't think anybody thinks anything different. I think he's the best rookie performance we've seen by a quarterback, debatably ever. I mean, I know what Stroud did last year was eerily similar, maybe not as pumped up as what Jaden did, but very similar. Took a really bad team really far into the playoffs and did well. But I don't know what my only takeaway would be that as good as he performed this year, I think the hype will be way up here for him. And next year, I think will be a little bit of a struggle because I think Dak's going to come back healthy.
I was going to say Dallas is going to come back.
Yeah, they're going to come back healthy. The Eagles are going to obviously maintain a lot of their roster. I think the Giants are going to get a little bit better with their draft pick. So depending on what they do with the quarterback position. So I do think like the Commanders, a lot of people think all they have to go is up. And it almost feels like, you know, NFC Championship game, it almost feels like the only spot they can go is, like, down. So,
I know.
Like, so it's a little bit crazy.
Remember, they finished the regular season with 12 wins. You just got to hope that they get 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Which wouldn't be a downfall. It would just be, you know what, this year, now that you were second in the division, you're going to get a little tougher of a schedule. If you can maintain that 10, 11 wins, hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
People, you know, the Packers finished with 10 or 11 wins. People haven't won the Super Bowl.
I know.
You know, so
That's, I know. It's ridiculous.
That's what you hope for.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And so, that wouldn't be a down year, you know? Like, hey, you know, we have three Jet fans here with Shane here today, and we'd kill for 10 wins.
We'd kill for 10 kill wins for sure. Nine. So, all right, we can get into the next game. I mean, that's basically wraps up what we thought about the Eagles.
Yeah, the Bills-Chiefs, it looked from the opening get-go that, like, I don't know, like, Josh Allen didn't seem like his normal self. It looked like the moment got a little, not too big for him because he still played well, but it just seemed like, I don't know, like, he should have had, like, three interceptions on the first drive.
And you're, I agree.
Like, is this going to be one of those games where it's just, like, bad news Bears, and then James Cook did his thing, the back and forth. I mean, the Bills defense was so bad, and we've been saying it for so long. Just I wish I just came to terms with that, you know,
going
into it, that like Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs offense that only scored 30 once this year just did whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing, like you said, about Josh Allen early on in the game. I don't necessarily know if it was that the moment was too big as much as it was. I just think, like, he was so excited and felt in the back of his head like he had to do so much to win that I felt like he was just forcing things, like, from play one.
The pressure it reverted from the Chiefs, because you would think all the pressure would be on them to keep winning, but it's like, at this point, it kind of reverted back to Josh. It'd be like, 100%. Are you ever going to do this?
Yeah, I agree. And from my perspective, I lost a lot of money on the Commanders early on. I took a two-team parlay money line with KC and Commanders, lost that. And then I bet a significant amount on the Commanders. I bought them up to 7 and lost. So I went into the second game and, like, I thought about it for, if I'm being fair, I thought about it for 5 to 10 minutes. And I was like, ah, man, I don't know. Is this Josh's year? And then, like, a flip just switched in my brain, and I was just like, it's Patrick Mahomes. So I doubled down completely, put it all on KC. And like you said, from drive one, I kind of was like, wow, made the right call. Like, it was one of those games where I know it came down to the wire, and credit to Josh Allen and the Bills, but, like,
something
it did
in the
feel,
back of your mind all game was like,
KC's gonna win this game. I agree.
And so, the only way the Bills were going to win that game is if they somehow won by 10 and it wasn't going to be close, but that just was never the case.
Yeah, and, like,
from drive one, it was,
and,
never,
you know,
case.
They stuffed them on all those short yardage plays. The Chiefs defensive front stepped up big. I mean, think about it. The Chiefs scored 30 points, and Kelce had, like, 10 yards.
To be honest, the Bills had scored 2 touchdowns that they needed to go 4 downs to get.
Yeah.
You know? So it could have been worse. You know what I mean? Like, the Chiefs kind of did their whole Chiefs defense thing of bend, don't break. They just, you know, they got down to the 1 yard line. It took them 4 scores to play it twice.
And I do think they were tackling well too. I mean, I know that's a stupid thing to say when you're watching football, but, like, a lot of these teams that you see kind of let these tackles slip by and let Saquon bounce off 30 guys like a pinball machine, you know? And it just felt like, even on these big yardage plays, it just felt like the Chiefs, like, when they get to you, they get to you. Like, it just feels like their defense is good even on the big chunk plays. So
it's as simple as, like, I just don't understand what the D-back coaches and defensive coordinators do. It's like, hey, cornerback, safeties, if you guys just use your arms a little bit, like, you know we probably cut down on the scoring against us.
Yeah, they try to do those,
you,
like,
guys,
lead with their shoulder, hard hitting things.
One,
and
like that cornerback for the Commanders, like, dude, you are 200 pounds, you're not gonna shoulder Saquon down to the ground. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I didn't really understand that, but we say it all the time when we watch
it every
these
week.
Games. Like, this tackling is horrendous, and I will give the Chiefs defense credit for, they might give up a lot of yards, like you said, they might be a bend but don't break team, but they fucking hit hard, man, and they tackle well. So, like, at least they did in the Bills game. I haven't watched every Chiefs game, but it didn't seem like guys were bouncing off left and right like when they get to you, they get to you. So
no, their defense has always been good.
Yeah. So I like Casey's defense.
I mean,
so
they've been fortunate enough to keep him because his one head coaching stint went terrible. So now no one will ever look at him again.
Who?
Spags.
Yeah, but, like, at this point, like, I just don't think he even wants to leave. Like,
why would you?
You're part of the greatest. You're part of one of the
he
greatest
went from
dynasties
the Giants,
of all time.
He went from the Giants.
Biggest Super Bowl upset ever.
And then now he's rolling with the Chiefs. I mean, this guy's got so many rings, he's passing Belichick.
You want to hear something crazy, not really football related? I saw something today on TikTok that Pat Riley, since the 80s, has trademarked the term
three-peat. Yeah.
And that he makes money on the term three-peat for everything.
Yeah.
That's fucking bananas, dude. That's crazy.
He's a genius.
So the Chiefs are already trying to, I saw they were trying to like work around and find different ways, call it like a Chiefs Pete or something like that. It's
he has like four patents on like different ways of doing it.
I mean, smartest guy on face of the earth. That when I heard that, I was like, that he is the fucking man.
I know.
But yeah, a little bit off topic, but thought that that was pretty crazy.
I saw that too this week. I was like, geez, only Pat Riley would.
I love that. I love that. So maybe we could do just a little bit overall playoff, like, you know, playoff recap, or not even necessarily a recap because we've done a lot of recapping, but just what your thoughts are on some of the topics moving forward from the playoffs, if you want.
Let's see.
I'll ask you, what's your thoughts on, I know you were pretty sour on Justin Herbert just due to the fact that you bet the Chargers in that week. So, and he didn't have a good game, obviously. Moving forward, like, as your franchise quarterback, you're the Chargers. What do you think of Justin Herbert moving forward? Like, overall, maybe ranking or just, like, where you slot him?
Like, I mean, like you said before, is he in that? I think we had him in the beginning of the season, like, the 6 to 10.
I have him as, like, the 5th, I think. 5th or 6th, yeah. But I just don't know.
Range. I you know what? Ah, man. I know he wasn't working with a lot this year, but he still was so bad in that playoff game. And I feel like teams, when he played against teams that had winning records, he just kind of like reverted back to, you know, not being good. So he had some, that Texans game was for them to run away with. And I honestly don't care who you're throwing to. It's not like Mahomes has the best wide receivers out there. You know, it's not like Josh Allen has or Lamar Jackson has the best wide receivers going out there. And they still rise to the occasion and do whatever they have to do to win. I wouldn't say, like, if I'm the Chargers and I'm just, like, out on Herbert. But, like, you do in the back of your mind, this is twice now in the postseason where things kind of fall back on him. And it's like, you know, this is not definitely what you want to see after a guy you're paying $55 million to.
It's
Dak-esque.
Yeah, oh, God, come on.
It's Dak-esque.
I mean, like, well, I guess I kind of have the same feeling then as I do with Dak. It's just like,
both top 10 quarterbacks.
When I went into that game, like, I bet the Texans, and that was, like, my lock of the week. But I still think Herbert's top 5. It's, like, a weirdest thing. Like, it's, like, almost like I know he's not going to rise to the occasion in the bigger moments. But, like, he's just way too talented to, like, ship off.
I can't
do it
anymore. I can't.
So, like, I just can't name 5 guys better. The only reason I say that.
You definitely could.
The only reason I say that is because it's, like how much more credit. How much more credit do you give guys for losing in the next round? You know, how much more credit can you gain? Like if your argument is that, if my argument, let's just say, is that I think Lamar is a great quarterback, it's like, but I think Justin Herbert sucks. It's like, well, they both haven't really gotten it done. I know maybe one's made it to an AFC championship game and one hasn't, but like in the same breath, it's like, look at Lamar's postseason record. I don't think that necessarily is all his fault, but.
Well, at least he's 500. I mean, Herbert's 0-2, and at least he makes it there every year. Herbert does not. And then, you know what the perfect thing for Herbert is? Is like, he's Mr. Blame every. He never gets to blame.
Yeah. What do we got, Shane?
Howie Long stating that, like, only five teams wouldn't trade for Jaden Daniels, and his 15 was
the Chargers. I mean, yeah, because he's so young. But, I mean, like, if you ask me right now, give me Jaden Daniels over Herbert 10 times out of 10. Twice on Sunday. Like,
yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy as well. I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy as well, obviously, coming into the year.
And does Jaden Daniels really have a better team than Herbert? No, he doesn't.
No.
Herbert, 2-3 years ago, when he was, you know, people crowned him the next Mahomes, the next Burrow, he had a prime Mike Williams, a prime Keenan Allen, a prime Eckler, and he did nothing with them. Every year they didn't make the playoffs, or they barely skate in, blow a lead to the Jaguars. It's like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all the things you're saying are true. So like, it's hard, but it's just for me, like, Jaden Daniels. Outside of the Jaden Daniels, if that's your argument, outside of Jaden Daniels, when you start like going down the line further, I'm not gonna take, like, the only guys I put above Herbert, in my opinion, are Patty Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, And then, like, you start getting a little dicey, like Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford, like
I would say
like,
yes and yes,
like those guys.
Dak,
those guys are...
I would say yes. I would take Baker over him. Yeah, I would definitely do that. Baker beat the piss out of them in L.A. this year. It was like 35-3. There's a lot of quarterbacks I would probably take over him. I mean, there's three in the NFC East. I'd probably take Hurts over him at this point.
Yeah, see, like I'm a little bit different. I mean,
I can't, dude. I watched him throw four picks in the
yeah.
Somehow he doesn't get the blame.
Yeah, no, I mean
he never gets
two of them were.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll be
go,
that guy. I'll
go.
Be that guy. But I mean, two of them were right in his receiver's hands. But like, I get it. I get it. The guy, I'm the one who I bet against him. You know, I mean, I knew this.
I'm on board.
In.
I would take Jordan Love over him.
Man, that's so crazy.
I can't. He's thrown for more touchdowns. He's thrown for more yards. He actually has done – he's had some playoff success, and he has less talent on his offensive team than he does, you know? So it's like, yeah, you know,
I mean, I
really
don't
think
he
had a bad week one, but it's like –
but what does Herbert really have? I mean, Ladd McConkey's is one.
Well, going into the Eagles game, you know, Love lost all of his receivers.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I think that Jordan Love overall, when healthy, has way more talented team than Herbert. I mean,
maybe in like, yeah, maybe like
Quentin Johnson's terrible, dude. Like Ladd McConkey wouldn't be a number one
listen,
on any other
I
team.
I would agree with you, but when you have a hard time even hitting guys in the hands, I can't put it on the receivers then. I just can't. He's overthrowing Ladd McConkey by 10 yards.
That was a terrible
head.
Interception,
oh,
but
God.
The other ones were in the receivers. I mean, at the end of the day, I would say that Herbert, if anything, for me, going in was probably a pretty solid five to seven.
He's like 10 now.
And if anything, maybe he falls back two or three slots, but like, I'm not on this. Like Justin Herbert sucks.
No, I'm killing him right now, but I still have him like 10.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So I like that.
It's like,
I like that
there's though. About like almost every other quarterback in the playoffs that made it this year. I'd probably take them over him almost, you know.
I would say he's probably six to me because maybe Jaden Daniels jumped him after his just incredible performance.
I still think Dak's better than he is, you know, overall.
Look, listen, I like Dak too. So
yeah, but I mean, like
I like Dak too. I had Dak at five coming in. So I
like
Dak too.
Now, like Baker has put together back-to-back years that are better than Herbert's.
Love Baker. I love Baker too. I love Baker too. I do think that Baker's got a ton that he's working with, but I love Baker.
Yeah.
I love Baker.
At least he has risen to the occasion of actually producing with what he has. You know,
I agree.
Baker finally gets some weapons, and wow, look, he throws for 38 touchdowns.
I agree, but
touchdowns.
He did collapse a little bit in the playoffs. Like that was a horrible fumble that basically
that was
lost
a bad
him
fumble.
Game.
That was bad. But that was, you know what? I will say, that was one turnover compared to Herbert's four.
Yeah, I would say that my only argument that I can make for Herbert not being where he should be in the top five is because he hasn't won. But when I say stuff like that and I want to start getting on him for it, it's like, but then I'm the same guy coming and defending Lamar, the same guy coming and defending Joe Burrow, same guy coming and defending.
Well, at least
all
they've
these guys.
Won some games.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, overall, it's like, how much credit do I give Lamar for just losing later in the playoffs? How much credit do I give Josh Allen for just losing later in the playoffs? Yeah. It's like,
well, it's tough when the Chiefs win, go to the Super Bowl
every year.
I
agree with that. I'm just saying I can't dog him like as much as I maybe want to dog him because I watch these games. I'm like, he throws four interceptions and then all year and he throws four in this game. Yeah. But it's like, but then you watch, you know, Josh Allen should have thrown three interceptions on the
first
couple plays and Lamar
turnover
fumbled the ball
plays.
And threw an interception. And then you got guys like Jordan Love who completely disappeared and all these other guys. So it's like, it's kind of hard for me to just like absolutely fucking dog Herbert. Like I want
to
be there.
You have to dog him at some point because even I'll go back to the first drive.
He
of the
is
game.
Younger than those guys. Too,
opening drive. He should have had a touchdown and overthrew the guy there. It wasn't a turnover. Wasn't a touchdown. They ended with a field goal to open the drive up. But he overthrew Ladd McConkey again by 10 yards. All you have to do is throw it to him. He's wide open in the end zone where during the season.
Are you buying or selling Herbert stock? As John Harbaugh would say.
I'm selling.
You're selling?
He's
like,
you know,
like
what?
Does Herbert. Well, I'll put it to you this way. It's very simple. Will Justin Herbert win a Super Bowl for his whole career?
Never. He will never even win.
Who has a better chance at winning a Super Bowl, Justin Herbert or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. As long as Justin Herbert is in that division with the Chiefs, he will never win the division. Will never win the division. He's battling with the Broncos for the second seed and squeaking into the wild card every year.
Yeah.
Which is a you know what? That sucks for him. Obviously, the Chiefs are going to win four.
I'm buying Herbert. I mean, just because of how low people are on him right now, that I do
listen,
think he's going to be good.
I still said, like, he's number 10 for me. He's 10th.
All right, Shane, before we close this out, we've been going on and on. Justin Herbert.
Yeah, what
buying
you think?
Or selling? Selling.
Selling. There we go.
Top, still top 10 or fell out of top 10?
He is, but he's just dropping.
Dropping.
He has a great arm talent up there with everyone else.
He's closer to 10 than 5.
All right, so Shane and John are out on Herbert. Your boy's still in on Herbert.
I can't.
I just like the way that they switched the organization around. I like Harbaugh. I think he did a good job with their first year there. I think a lot of people kind of expected them to be pretty bad because they don't have a ton of talent. And they made it to the playoffs. Obviously,
see,
disappointing.
That was the weird thing. It was like going into before Harbaugh was the coach they fired, Staley. And the reason they fired him was they have so much talent. And he still can't win with this team. That was – and now Harbaugh came
but
in.
They traded a lot of the talent. They traded Eckler. They traded Keenan Allen. They're two best offensive players.
Well, they got old, you know, so it was like – it was a trade-off.
But
know?
I'm saying, like when
– I mean, Eckler didn't even start for the team he got traded – or that he left to.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, the two best offensive players they had, they got rid of.
But
you know
what? Ladd McConkey is really good.
Yeah, he is very good. He's very good. He's just not a one, in my opinion.
He's a slot. He's an Amon Ra, you know. That's what he will be.
Yeah. Zay Flowers.
Yeah, like those guys are great, but they're, like they're not Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
they're not Ja'Marr Chase.
All right. Well, we could reset.
Oh, is there anything else?
All right, here
we
go.
We just finished up the Herbert conversation, which
we're gonna move on to the Lamar conversation.
Do you
think Lamar will ever get to, you know what? I'll skip this. He'll get to an AFC championship game. Will he get to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think the question more for me is Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. I think that's really like where the conversation falls.
I think we're both on the same page with the answer.
Yeah, I just think for me, people dogged Lamar, and I thought Mark Andrews like it was the definition of like sold that football game. I'm not saying none of it's on Lamar because some of it obviously is, you know, quarterback plays a huge part and he could have played better. But when the chips were down and he pushed all his chips to the center, was all in, final drive of the game, got the ball back with a chance to do something after battling through a ton of adversity with the Andrews fumble and the drop ball and everything else, he drove 90 some odd yards downfield, put the ball in the end zone and then went for two and put the ball right in his receiver's hands and he dropped it. So a lot of people had the same argument for Josh Allen, but to me, the guy didn't even get a first down. I mean, he got the ball. He got the ball back with an opportunity that he's been waiting for to prove to the whole entire world that he's the same kind of guy as Patrick Mahomes, that he can drive downfield when it counts and put his team in a position to win a football game, and he didn't do it. So to me, if the question is Lamar or Josh, I'm staying with Lamar until Josh Allen shows a little bit. I mean, it's obviously pins and needles. I mean, they're so close. They're hairs away. But starting a franchise tomorrow, I can have one guy. Give me Lamar.
I think – I don't know. Shane, if you can look this up. I think Josh Allen, when he has – I don't think he's ever won a playoff game outside of Buffalo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not great.
No, it's not
great. I don't know if Lamar has won, playoff games outside of – obviously, it's tougher to win on the road in the playoffs. But I found it interesting that everyone's argument was – Lamar's team is better than Josh Allen's because, Zay Flowers is a pro bowler, fake pro bowler, and they have Derrick Henry. Well, when they needed him the most to go 95 yards, neither were in the game. And he went 95 yards and scored a touchdown with just Mark Andrews and not even Rashad Bateman. He went with Anthony Miller, Isaiah Likely, and Mark Andrews and drove 97 yards down the field to score a touchdown, and he did what you want him to do. And
yeah.
Josh Allen was kind of put in a similar situation. You have the ball, little over 2 minutes left, and James Cook wasn't in for God knows what reason, but he couldn't get it done.
Yeah, he couldn't even get a first down, you know? So, I mean, it's just like, if you're asking me, like, a lot of these people are like, Lamar choked, but Josh Allen got robbed. Well, I think it was the total opposite. I think Lamar got robbed, and I think Josh Allen choked. That's my take. I know Kincaid could have came up with the ball, so maybe I'm being a little too harsh.
I think they both, like
they're
think,
both great quarterbacks. So the conversation has
both,
to start somewhere.
I think they both got robbed in the sense of What a throw by Josh Allen to even get it there when, you know, the blitz was coming, and then two tight ends with absolute choke jobs.
I think that Josh Allen is more like obviously four Mark or five Andrews. Than he is two or three. Because to me, I'm taking Burrow and Lamar and Patty all over Josh. And right now, gun to my head, I'm making a decision on who's four or five. I mean, obviously, I'm going to lean Allen just due to more years of proving it. But Jaden Daniels is going to be on his heels.
Yeah, it's tough to argue that because they're all regular season goats. But I will, you know what, at some point we just have to, you know, say Nick Wright was right. And it's just like those other three shouldn't even be mentioned in a tier with
Patrick Lamar's Mahomes. In a class of his own.
No, Patrick Mahomes.
Like, I mean, that's what I meant. Mahomes is in a class of his own.
And the other guys are just volleying for two, three, and four.
Absolutely. And that's 100% how it's been like, for a very long time.
And that's just what we all have to come to terms to. Like, I know it's annoying, but it is what it is. At this point. But I do think the Ravens will win a Super Bowl. I do think they'll go next year. I thought they were going to go this year. I think the regular season.
It's Chiefs for me until Chiefs don't do it.
I think if the Ravens get the first seed next year, I think next year will be their year to go to the Super Bowl.
I hope so. I'm a big Lamar guy.
Kelsey is another year older, unless, you know, Rasheed. Everyone, you know what? We always forget Rasheed Rice will be back too.
No, he won't.
Or he should be arrested, but
he should be buried under the prison. But that's a little too far. I mean, but he did hit and run and send 11 people to hospital. Him, like, the fact that he even played at all this year was ridiculous.
Him, Worthy, and Hollywood Brown will be good, but I you know what? Kelsey gets another year older and he's already looking pretty slow.
Yeah, I agree. Shane, what's your take? Lamar Jackson.
Will Lamar make it to the Super Bowl ever?
Lamar or Josh, if you had to pick one? I think Lamar has a better chance. Yeah, Lamar has a better chance. Love that. That's a true Jet fan for you right there, sitting on that couch.
Who would you rather have on the Jets?
Lamar baby. And nah, I'm not going to say it, but
Lamar,
it means
a lot. You're always welcome to the Jets. You're always welcome.
Oh, man. All right, Shane, you want to rip off some? Unless you have any other topics you want to go over quick?
No, I mean, that was really it. We just had a couple things to touch on. I mean, that was really like the playoff recap. Our takeaways were Herbert's choke artist.
One more question. Jordan loves CJ Stroud.
Stroud.
Me too. I mean, I think people gave him too much shit for not performing during the regular season, but the second year quarterback.
When the chips were down, he was willing to use his legs and put himself out there. And when J Love was in that position,
he disappeared.
He was, you know what, the blame game comes out. 100%. Oh, my elbow hurts. My receivers are down.
100%.
We weren't, you know.
But it's the reason why I've been on CJ over J Love from the very beginning. When like you said, like when everything's stacked against you and you got to go downfield and win the game, like not on your own, obviously you have a team, but like you have to be the catalyst for why the team goes downfield and wins. CJ Stroud in that position is 10 times better than Jordan Love.
When the guy's over under rushing yards is like 9.5 going into a game, it just means he doesn't run the ball. And then every game in the postseason, he's putting himself out there going for like 55. Yeah. Like it, on third down, if he doesn't have anything, he's laying it out there.
Yeah,
like,
I think Jordan Love oozes talent, but there's so many players you could say that about that it just doesn't matter. Anthony Richardson oozes a talent. Who cares? Who cares? CJ Stroud's got that winning gene in him where he wants to go down. He wants the ball in his hand, and he's gonna prove to you why he wants the ball.
You know what? Like, everyone had them going to the AFC Championship this year, and honestly, if he had Tank Dell and Diggs,
I mean, the Chiefs kind of got gifted the football game for sure. I mean, there was a real possibility. The Texans outplayed the Chiefs in every way.
Yeah, they outgained him by 150 yards. So
that was the last thing I wanted to ask, just because I know a lot of people want to.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people want to get in the comments and talk about J Love. And
you know
and
what they're gonna say? He was hurt.
Same thing.
Christian
though.
Watson was hurt. Shocker. Christian Watson hurt.
Who cares? Who cares? I don't even deal with all the injury stuff. Like, if you're injured, don't play. You know? I don't know what to tell you.
You know what I can't stand the injury stuff with? And it's the same thing. You know, going to the NBA, it's like Joel Embiid. Nah, he's great. Well, he's missed 50% of games. So,
yeah.
Are you great, you just don't play.
If you're going to be hurt, like, look at guys like Matt Stafford. They've played hurt their whole career. What are we going to say? Every time he throws an interception, he was hurt? Well, what are we talking about? Guy was hurt. Like, who cares? Like, you still got to go out there and play football. If you're so hurt that it affects how good you play on the field and it's going to affect your play and you're going to turn the ball over and lose games by 20, then don't play. It's Malik Willis did a great job.
Yeah.
You know?
Guy went undefeated. They might have been better with him.
I was kind of saying that.
I know.
It was kind of crazy.
Scared. They weren't
I don't know. But, all right. So, Shane, you want to get into some of these games?
Yeah.
All right. Let's rock and roll, baby. Shane's going to pop in here. Me and Johnny are going to go head-to-head with two of these games. So, he's just going to kind of explain the format for the first game, and then we'll get into it.
Pop a squat, Big Bob.
I'm not going to look at your computer.
Don't pull up that Safari right there.
All right, first introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from.
My name's Shane. I'm Westtown, New York.
Oh, whoa.
All right, so the first game we're going to play is Guess the Smile. We'll do first to five. It's all related to NFL. And then for the second game, we'll do Guess the Forehead slash Eyes because it was just forehead. It's way too hard. So we'll do first to five for both. And go from there.
All right, wait. First, before you get up, swing the mic in there. Who's your pick for next week, the Super Bowl? Because we don't know if you'll be here next week.
My pick? Oh, dude, just go either way. Eagles are definitely more talented, but I'm just going to go with the Chiefs.
Wow. What a loser.
Easy route.
Oh, wow. All right, get out of here.
All
right. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Do you need a chair?
Yeah, give me a chair for
that. Yeah, I got you.
Ooh, I like that Resorts World hat. Shane is sponsored by Resorts World Casino.
I don't know if that's... Who? Me?
Unless you can see, good.
Yeah, that thing's actually here. Maybe you're better off on his side.
I have 20/20 vision.
Let me just see if you're in the frame now.
Nope, you're not in the frame, so you're good. All right. So this is, you just explained it. First one smiles.
Yeah, first one to get five right.
Can we just rattle off answers, or once I say something, I have to stop?
Go 1-1.
Okay.
We have to wait. What do we do? We're going 1-1?
No. Whoever guesses first, you can't guess right away after.
You can't go 2.
You can't go 2.
And he's wrong, you definitely get a chance.
All right. Here we go.
Give us a good old 3-2-1.
Three, two,
one. Saquon.
Cam Newton.
Oh, I can't even. Yeah. Tilt the screen. Yeah, just a little bit like that because the white.
I want to say, you know what? Dylan's seeing the screen before I am when you tilt it that way.
Oh.
All right, I'll switch.
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I couldn't see. I couldn't see because of the glare anyway.
All right, come on. One on the board.
All right. Three, two, one.
Antonio Brown.
Johnny.
I got to see the screen first that time. All right, let's go. He didn't make these too difficult on the first one.
All right, 3-2-1.
Tim Tebow? Nope.
Danny Amendola.
No. All right, we got one now, huh?
Okay, let me see here. Aaron Hernandez?
No.
Oh, wow, that's really not Amendola, huh? Looks just like him.
Giving hands after one more guess from you.
All right. You know, Dylan has a guess. You go. Julian Edelman. That's not
Baker Mayfield.
No. All right. It's an NFC player.
Nick Bosa.
All right. I should have known it. Man, does that look like Danny Amendola or not, dude? Yeah, with the beard.
That's so bad. That's so bad by us.
No, dude. I don't pay attention to Nick Bosa like that.
All right, so it's 2-1?
Yeah, 2-1, Johnny. All right. 3-2-1.
Damar Hamlin.
Yeah. DeMar Hamlin. All right, 2-2.
Wow.
Shane's favorite defensive player.
DeMar Hamlin, what a throw, dude.
That was the last person I thought you were going to put on.
Yeah. R.I.P.
All right. 2-2. All right. 3-2-1.
Jalen Hurts.
Dylan's favorite player.
Oh, God. 3-2, Johnny. All right, all right.
I will say, you know what? Dylan gave him his props this week. He called me and said, first and foremost, Jalen Hurts, most handsome player in the NFL.
Dude, he's a good-looking guy. Like, I want to like him. I loved him in college.
And he actually threw for over 200 yards.
All right.
3-2-1.
Taylor Swift.
little Super Bowl matchup right there.
Come on.
Is that 3-2 or
4-2?
4-2. All right.
This one's actually a little blurry.
3-2-1. I can't say. Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, this is close.
Coming down to it.
We'll do all of them, but still first of all. All right. 3-2-1.
Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
I almost said Ahmad.
Ahmad Gardner.
I know.
You would have been right.
I know.
All right. For all the marbles.
All right. Come on.
Oh, God.
Right, three, here we go.
2-1.
Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah.
I tell
he didn't even see the laptop.
I can tell by the way he smiled. I knew.
Come on. You're such a rat, Shane. All right, we'll give Dylan the win there. I didn't even see his face yet. He knew.
I saw him
smirking because I knew he was only laughing because it had to have been a play.
Dude, I still saw the HP on the laptop before.
Jordan Love.
Do the last three.
All right.
3-2-1.
Jane Daniels.
Horrible.
Jameis Winston. James,
yeah. That one was easy, dude. That was easier than DeMar Hamlin. Come on now.
Famous Jameis, baby.
3-2-1.
Justin Herbert.
That's Herbert? Yuck. I know. He looks weird. He's never had facial hair, though, right?
He used to have, like, bad acne, I think, when he first came into the league.
Mm. Yeah, he's pretty bad. Any other games you got for us? Oh, yeah, we got the head game, right?
All right, so this will be the forehead slash eyes. And same concept, so we're just going to switch it up a little bit.
Wait, what did you say except for the first one?
This one doesn't have eyes in it.
Oh, great.
Still know about it. 3-2-1.
Peyton Manning.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Okay, Shaney as soon
tips,
as you said.
Shaney tips.
Yeah.
All right.
3-2-1.
Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of his name. I almost said the other guy from the Cowboys who always gets hurt. The Cowboy
collar.
Yeah. They remind me so much of each other.
Not the one before Van Der Esch, right?
Yeah.
Or are you talking
Sean Lee.
Sean
Lee,
Lee
yeah.
All right, 3-2-1.
Greg Olson.
Tie.
Yeah.
We'll give it a tie.
Bad hairlines all around here.
This guy's going for hard fought white football players right now.
Jeez. Come on, Jane.
Two,
oh, here we go. Oh, God.
Is that my guy, Aaron Hernandez?
No.
No, you were
why is Aaron Hernandez your guy?
Because I guessed him in the first one.
Oh, man,
I know who
dude.
It is. I know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. Is that my guy?
Well, I guessed him in the first game, so that's why I was referencing it, not due to the double homicide.
All right. 3-2-1.
Aaron Hernandez. Oh, come on.
All right. First of all, Shane, you got. Dylan knows half of what you're pulling before you're pulling. Can we get someone else other than a Caucasian on here?
Oh, my God, dude. Had to get the double homicide in here.
That was a picture from the courtroom. It wasn't even a football picture.
3-2-1.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Another guy beat his kid.
Yeah, can we get some non-convicts on here? You got Mason Rudolph swinging helmets at
him. Got AB. He's got the big three. CT3.
What
how many
you got?
I have no idea.
I have four, I think.
4-2-1?
4-2.
3-2-1.
Christian McCaffrey.
I was going to say J.J. Watt. Classic. I should have looked up Caucasian NFL players going into today. I thought I'd see some Fred Warner on.
All right. 3-2-1.
Sherman.
Yeah. Or Sherman. Good call. I almost said Larry Fitzgerald. How racist is that?
Well, listen, if we get a white wrong, then it's not a big deal. But I was going through, like, I thought Shane was going to pull Chris Hogan out.
Oh,
next.
My God.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Give it to Johnny.
The GOAT.
3, 2, 1.
Taylor Swift.
Shane loves Taylor Swift.
Dude, I love Taylor Swift.
Who doesn't?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Garrett Wilson.
Okay. Yeah. Damn it. I had Wilson. I keep forgetting his first name for some reason.
He's basically white, too.
I saw. Do you see Chris Olave, favorite to go to the Jets if he leaves the Saints?
Dude, I like Chris Olave.
Everyone loves him. If Derek Carr stops trying to kill him.
Him and Tua are concussion away. They're really CT3.
Last but not least, 3, 2, 1.
Brock Purdy.
Let's finish with a tie.
I knew Brock Purdy. I am shocked that JJ and TJ Watt were not involved.
Wayne Corbett, I was waiting on.
Yeah.
All right, that was awesome.
I was waiting for a good Chad Pennington in there, too. Would have been
cherry
on top.
We got 9 minutes left. Should I cut the film and then redo it? And actually,
What else we got left here?
I'm going to let Shane sit here. I'm going to think of something for you and Shane to go toe-to-toe with.
Well, we got 9 minutes. Swaps and just look it up on Google quick.
Yeah, right. Who's the only team that represented both the AFC and NFC in the championship game?
Oh. A quarterback?
No, what team?
What team? The Titans?
No.
The Colts?
No. Oilers?
No.
Man, that's a tough one. Wow, I thought
they used to be AFC and now they're NFC?
Yeah, they're both. They played in both championship games. I thought it was the Colts because the Baltimore.
I guess maybe
Rams?
No.
Raiders?
No.
All right, go. Who is
it?
No.
You don't want to know?
No. Tell us.
Oh, Seahawks.
Oh, Seattle was in the AFC?
Yeah.
What year? All right, that's BS. The Colts were in the AFC.
Baltimore.
It doesn't matter. That's like the Lakers. The Lakers used to be in.
That's the first team I thought of.
Yeah, that's it.
I was just thinking of recent swaps.
I thought Oilers, too, because I thought they weren't
all right,
both.
Shane, you can sit there. Just make sure that mic's close to you.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, while Dylan looks that up, Shane, what do you think of. What do you think of the Jaguars hiring this Liam Cohen guy? All right. Shane's the biggest Jets fan I know. What do you think of Glenn?
I definitely like the hire. He came up as a great D-back.
Push the
for
mic
us.
Towards you.
My bad.
You're good.
Yeah, he started out as a great D-back for the Jets. Then he was a scout for the Jets. He went along to Seattle. He went along to the Saints, but then he was also the D-corner. So he's been through all the channels.
I like that he went back and became a scout.
Yeah.
And then went through, like you said, all the channels.
Yeah, he's got all the tools. So, like, he's been there, done that. He knows all this.
Any fear that we're getting into a Robert Saleh 2.0 thing?
A little bit.
Like, that crossed my mind, too.
So I was that rah-rah guy that's supposed to get everyone together and go out there.
There is a little part of me that hopes that, like, hey, if some of the Detroit guys ever leave Detroit, like, they could venture on over to the Jets at one point or another.
But
I think the defense is destined to be better. We'll get back Jermaine Johnson. I think we'll have a lot of guys. Do you think DJ Reed stays?
That's a tough one.
I don't think it didn't seem like he wanted to, but you never
know.
He's
projecting like a top four, like, free agent, so he's probably going to want too much money for us.
Yeah. But, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I do think that they'll play more motivated next year. What about Mosley?
Well, I think.
You think he'll come back?
I think he's gone. Well, Jermaine Sherwood. That guy has been a stud since coming in.
I know. Mosley was just so good.
He was the heart of the defense, yeah.
Yeah, he's turning into a Bobby Wagner now a little bit.
Yeah.
When he plays, he's just, like, so slow.
Yeah,
he knows
smart.
Everything. He's
yeah.
so smart, but it's like, man, like, he's the age is catching him a little bit.
But
can't move side to side that much anymore.
Aaron Glenn was, like, mentored by Bill Parcells and, like, Sean Payton. He's learning all these great guys, so he's got all the knowledge.
Who's the OC that we want?
I would like the Nick Cayley guy, the tight ends coach for the Rams.
Oh, for the Rams. Yeah, that's getting McVay.
They're looking at the Lions.
Like assistant offense coordinator
something
like that.
Which, I mean, their offense is pretty legit, too. So
I know. You know what? Now I've heard more Ben Johnson interviews. Really glad we didn't get him. I'm going to be honest
Gase 2.0
with you.
Maybe?
Yeah, like a little crazy eyes going on there, a little like, eh, I don't know. He and same with Liam from that took the Jags job. I get the same like Adam Gase type of vibes from him too. Yeah,
but Ben Johnson had like all these commands and stuff. I was like, wait, better fucking work out.
Listen, outside of Vrabel, I think I wanted Rex and then, you know, him. So
yeah. Vrabel would have been good too.
All right, Dale, what do we got?
All right, so first question is, you guys can answer whenever I finish the question. So the first question is going to be, who is the oldest active NFL coach?
Who is the oldest active NFL coach? Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Shane got it.
Okay. Which just happened like a few days ago. Yep. So.
In 2019, Lamar Jackson became the second player in NFL history to be named as the unanimous MVP. Who was the first?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Oh. Wait, the first ever unanimous
first
MVP?
Ever unanimous like MVP in the NFL. In 2019, Lamar was the second.
Who Peyton Manning?
Nope.
Wow, that shocks. Cam Newton.
No, you guys are on the right track.
A quarterback, obviously.
Okay. What year?
Drew Brees?
I know it's going to be Drew Brees. No?
No. Is it, you guys are flirting with it.
It's Tom?
Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. God, that loser. I didn't think, like, I knew he had great years, but I kept thinking of, like, Peyton Manning's, like, one year where he threw, like, 50-something touchdowns.
That offense was, like,
and Drew Brees threw for, like, 5,000 yards. Like, there was a couple of years there.
Brady's throwing three white midgets.
Steven Emmett Smith finishes NFL
Cardinals.
Wow. That's good.
I didn't know that
one. That's crazy. We'll stay on the Cardinals. How many seasons did Larry Fitz play?
13.
Nope.
15?
No.
14.
No.
16?
So close, no.
11.
17?
Yes.
I was going the other way. I don't know. 17? That's crazy. What college did he go to?
What college did Larry Fitzgerald go to?
Yeah.
Pitt? Oh, okay.
I think.
Before suiting up for, this is an easy one, but before suiting up for Minnesota, which college team?
Minnesota.
Before suiting up for Minnesota, which college team did Justin Jefferson play for?
Oh, come on. LSU.
LSU?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was going
to
ask.
First quarterback to throw for 5,000 yards in a season.
Drew Brees.
Nope.
Tom Brady.
Nope.
Peyton Manning.
Nope. Older.
Older?
Testaverde.
No, that was a good one, though.
Wow.
Phil Rivers?
I'll give you a hint. AFC East.
Oh.
Pennington?
No.
No. Oh, The guy from Dolphins?
Oh, Dan Marino.
Dan Marino. I thought that going back to the Minnesota one, I thought Dylan was going to ask what player that played for the Vikings played in college. I thought he was going to go Brock Lesnar.
I thought that was going to be like he went to a different
like
college before.
Lesnar played for the Vikings, but went to college at Minnesota.
No, I didn't know if like Justin Jefferson possibly played 1 year somewhere else.
Random NFL draft trivia. Who was picked second after Peyton Manning in the 1990s?
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, that was good.
The drug addict?
Yeah.
Who was the number one pick in 2020?
Oh. That wasn't...
Trevor Lawrence?
No. 2020.
That was a year before Trevor. It was a year after Baker, right?
Quarterback.
Kyler Murray?
No. Didn't make the playoffs this year.
Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Oh, wow. He was the number one pick? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. we need a good
All right, here's a good one for you guys. Here's a good one. Which NFL stadium has the largest standard capacity?
New York Giants, MetLife.
Oh, really?
MetLife. I just thought it was a good one to finish on because you guys are the Giants. If you want, I can keep going. I don't know how much time we have.
Also, we have a minute and a half. Go ahead, keep going. We'll see the ugliest stadium.
Which NFL
too?
Stadium has hosted the most Super Bowls?
The Saints.
Yep.
Southern Dome.
Which state is the home to the most NFL stadiums?
Which state? Florida.
Yep.
How many do they have?
Three, right?
I don't know. Well, they have.
They got the Bucks, the Dolphins, and
The Jags.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's not New York.
No.
Which stadium has the lowest capacity?
Green Bay.
No.
No. The Bucks.
No, he was close.
Some old ass stadium, probably, right?
I think same division.
Lions?
No.
It's either Lions, Vikings,
no,
Packers.
It's the pa- no, no. You
what,
the Bears.
What's the last one?
Oh, come good. On.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Soldier Field.
Yep. Soldier Field. All right.
Let's see. Yeah. All right. One more question, then we can close. Hold me now. 20 seconds.
In 2002,
oh,
which
God.
Quarter? What?
I said, oh God.
Okay, well, maybe I'll change it.
No, say it.
Go, yeah, quick, quick.
First player, this is a good one. First player to ever rush for over 2,000 yards in a season.
O.J. Simpson. All right, thank you. Double or Nothing podcast. Keep following us on all our socials, Instagram, TikTok. We'll be back next week with Super Bowl picks and props. Hopefully Shane will be here. Thank you all.
Absolutely, baby.
Double or Nothing.